From the home of the Packers, a look at the game through the player's eyes. This is Inside Lambeau.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Inside Lambeau. I'm your host, Rod Burks, alongside Sam Shields, Sticky Shields on his Twitter handle.
Yes, sir.
I want to thank you. He just off the practice field with all this stuff on. Big win for you guys. Put a whooping, I mean a straight down the street whooping on the Titans, 55-7. Complete game on both sides of the ball. How well do you think you guys played on defense?
I mean, you know, we played very well. You know, we winning that game. You know, our main things is starting off fast, you know, getting off the field on third down. And, you know, the thing that we did, and, you know, just stopping Chris Johnson, you know, that was their main target. And that's what we did.
How tough is it for Chris to bring somebody down like Chris Johnson?
I mean, it's very tough. He's a shifty guy, a guy that can move. You know, he see a hole, he hit it real quick. And a guy like that, you have to stop, because if he get it going, he can't stop. You can't stop him.
There's Sam Shields making one of his interceptions. Boy, you were like glue on that guy. When you get a pick like that, what's the feeling like? Do you look at and see the receiver's eyes and you know the ball's coming? How do you play that play?
You know, just the main thing, getting your head turned around real quick. You know, if you got the receiver, you know, fast hands, keep running, you know, your main thing is just getting your head around real quick and seeing where the ball at.
Yeah, now you're a pretty quiet guy, but I got a feeling you can do some talking on that field. Did the guys getting a lot of talking?
Oh, yeah, they get a lot of talking out there. You know, the game is real competitive out there. You know, a lot of fighting going on, pushing and shoving. But, hey, you know, that's part of football. You got to keep it going.
Now, why did you pick number 37?
Hey, that's what they gave me.
I guess when you're an undrafted free agent, you don't get a chance to pick.
No.
You don't get a chance to pick your jersey. Now, I got to ask you about the Titans. Did they quit? I mean, you guys put a thump in it. Did you see guys jogging out there? Did they actually play the full game, or did you see guys kind of like quitting out there jogging, just waiting to get on that bus and get on back?
Man, the first thing I seen when we went out there, you know, the stretch and all that, a teammate of mine came up to me and said, "Man, how you playing this?" You know, that's when I knew, hey, we got them boys.
He said, "How do you play because of the cold weather?"
Because of the cold weather.
Because, so. I mean, I'm watching the game back in Milwaukee, and I'm seeing guys jogging, not even giving 110%.
Yeah, so, you know, right when he told me that, I was like, yeah, we got them boys.
And you look at that, a sack. First sack in a long time. I like the dance. I like the swag. I'm going to give you about a 9.5.
9.5.
Is a sack just as much fun as getting an interception?
Oh, yeah. You know, that's what that's another play to get out the ball, off the field. You know, a sack, anything. Sack, fumble, anything like that. You know, it helps us out.
Now, you almost jumped over the guy. Lucky you get able to get the top of his helmet. I mean, I just like the way you guys play to the ball. You guys are a very close-knit group. In that huddle, what's it like being in the huddle with Clay Matthews and Pickett? And, like, you guys are all like brothers out there.
Oh, yeah. You know, we carry that off and on the field. You know, guys like that, we carry it on the field. You have fun out there and you make plays, you know, just being a group like that.
Speaking of making plays, since you're injured, you've been back. You've had 2 interceptions in 3 games. Sticky is back in 100%.
Oh, yeah. You know, no stopping. We got to keep going. You know, we got Minnesota this week, you know, and after that, you know, we on to the playoffs.
You know, it's unbelievable because, you know, there's a lot of corners out there who drop interceptions. Somehow, they just stick to you. I mean, what is it? Are you putting stick them on them? Because I thought that was out.
Nah, you know, just keep, you know, on practice, we work all the time on ball drills. And, you know, we continue to work it and, you know, it carry on to the field.
I love this guy. He's got a $1 million smile. But you got some nasty in your game, though, because you seem like such a nice guy. Did you turn on the switch on Sunday?
Oh, game time, yeah. This is a whole different person, man.
All right. This is Sam Shields. Have a lot of fun with him. Guess what, folks? We got 2 more segments with Sticky coming up after the break.
Fourth down and 4. It's ball game on the line. Slot right, slot left. Snap to Haney. Looking around in the pocket. Throws it over the middle.
Intercepted!
Intercepted by Shields. Cutting to his left to the 40. And there it is. It is Green Bay all the way to Super Bowl 45.
That had to be the biggest play of your career. We're not going to talk about it at the end. You kind of fumbled the ball, but the NFC Championship game really defined what kind of player you were. Take us into the NFC Championship game. Everything on the line. It's Super Bowl time. Your first pick came when you guys were up 14-0. What did you see on that play, and how did you play that ball? Because I guess it was against Johnny Knox, correct?
Oh, yeah. You know, knowing a guy that I was against, Johnny Knox, a fast guy, You know, I know, you know, before the game, you know, watching film, you know, they like to go deep to him. You know, like I said before, just getting my head around and seeing the ball and going up to the highest point.
Now, when you go up against somebody like Johnny Knox, how much study time do you put? Like, you look for his tendencies? What are you looking for? Here's the play right here.
You know, just seeing how quick he is, you know, how can he get out the ball, off the press, you know, things like that. And just seeing how he, you know, able to go up to the ball, you know, just seeing how physical he is and things like that.
Yeah, so and a lot of people, I mean, that's a great play right there. And it was cold because I was out there. Yeah. My feet were cold on the sideline. How cold was it out there?
I mean, that's something you don't think about when you're on the field. I mean, it is cold, but once you're in the game, you're not feeling it. You're out there playing.
And a lot of people don't remember that not only did they have a huge game, you also had a sack in that game.
Yeah.
I mean, so you were kind of – did you have Wheaties for breakfast that morning?
Nah, you know, just knowing what type of game that was, you know, a rival game, you know, a divisional game, and a game that next is the Super Bowl. So, you know, I knew what we was up for, and, you know, just had to go out there and balls out.
Did you feel that Jay Cutler quit on the game, quit, or do you think he was actually hurt in that game?
You know, I really don't know. You know, we was out there, you know, competing, going after him, you know, getting sacks, but, you know, that's something I didn't recognize. I was just out there on the island.
Look at you, on the island, sticky shields, making plays. No interception was bigger than the interception you had with under a minute left. They were driving, looking to tie that game up. Take me on the field. What are you seeing after all that video you see on Johnny Knox? What are you looking for? Do you know? Because obviously, you ask me, they didn't have a lot of respect for you because they thought Johnny Knox could beat you, but they don't understand you run a 4.240.
You know, just knowing the situation we was in. We was in a close situation, you know, down almost to the end zone. And, you know, we're playing underneath, you know, my responsibility. You know, I stayed underneath and seen the ball and broke on it.
Now, you broke on it, but look, you sealed the game. I mean, you should maybe could have got down. Maybe they would have told you that, but you did fumble the ball, but thank goodness we were able to pick it up. But that was the biggest play. I think that play and Aaron Rodgers' tackle on Brian Urlacher, those were the two biggest plays. I mean, you sealed the deal going to the Super Bowl. That's pretty big.
Oh, yeah, that's big. That's really big.
What was it like on the sideline when guys were coming up to you? Was it all like in a blanket? But you did it in Chicago, the third largest market. I mean, you did it on the big stage.
You know, just getting the celebration out of the way. You know, guys slapping me in my head. You know, things like that. It was all rowdy over there.
Yeah, I was in that locker room. You talk about a bunch of guys that were happy. And it's unbelievable that you were undrafted free agent. I mean, you could have been a Chicago Bear.
Yeah,
the Bears almost were thinking about coming. Tell me about that selection.
Well, before, you know, it was out of Chicago or here, you know, the head coach, he was calling me and saying, what are we going to do? Then my agent, Drew Rosenhaus, he called me and said, hey, you going to Green Bay Packers? You know, I it's cold up there. That was my first thing.
But Lovie Smith was calling you?
Yeah, he did.
Lovie Smith, the coach of the Bears, was calling you.
Yeah.
Now, the Packers put up $7,500. What were they coming to the table with?
That I didn't know.
Right.
I didn't know the price.
But you don't look at the money at that time. You look at where on the roster you think I could fit in.
Yeah, that's my whole thing. While that whole process, I was like, who they starring was, who was behind them, you know, because, hey, I wanted to play.
You know Al Harris was a guy that was getting up there in age, coming off of knee surgery. You're like, that's my opening.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, Sticky Shields bringing it strong. Folks, guess what? We're going to talk about his tattoo coming up in our next segment. Inside Lambo with Sticky Shields. Just a lot of street cred with that hat, too, I might add. Mm. Can you give me one of those?
Yeah, I got you.
They always say they got me. I'm still got nothing in my arms.
Got you.
And welcome back to Inside Lambo. I'm your host, Rod Burks, alongside Sam Schill, sporting the Green Bay Packers hat, wearing number 37. Boy, you know, undrafted free agent, Packers, Bears, you decided to go with the Packers. Good thing for the Packers, obviously. They gave you $7,500. You come in here, nobody knows who you are, and they put you in the place called the Green Mile. I remember interviewing you back then.
Green Mile.
The Green Mile, like with the locker room where most of the guys, after there, you go out in the street.
Yeah.
What was life like for you?
Man, just, you know, trying to make the roster. You know, the whole focus was special teams. You know, that was our thing. Because, you know, if it ain't special teams, it's nothing. And, you know, that was my main focus. I kept working, you know, kept believing. And that's what I kept doing.
Did you think you had a chance of making this team?
At first, I was iffy about it because, you know, I was doing the punts and dropping the punts, kickoffs, you know, things like that. I was
that's
like,
not good when you're trying to make a team when you're dropping the punts and kickoffs, right?
Yeah, that's not. And, you know, seeing that, it was like, oh, man. But, you know, I kept working at it, kept believing, and it happened.
And you had a big family night. Family night scrimmage, you picked off a pass, Matt Flynn, and you ran it back. Then people started writing and talking about you at that point in time.
Oh, yeah.
There's the play right there.
You know, Joe Witt, he used to come to us all the time. It's always about making that splash play and, you know, give guys what they want to see.
You see guys jogging because they know they're not going to catch you, right, when you run the 4-2. Guys just like, we're just going to jog and let him do his thing.
Yeah, that was it.
You guys go ahead and win the Super Bowl. And the one thing I could not believe was that tattoo that you got on the side of the neck. Now, where did this idea come from and where did you get it done? Take a look at that, folks.
Ooh.
Oh, that is what you call a real tattoo.
Yeah. The first, you know, I got it down in Miami.
And, obviously.
And I was like, man, when we win the Super Bowl, I'm getting a tattoo right on my neck so everybody can see it. You know, I wasn't going to wear it that much, so, you know, I might as well just got it on my neck.
I think a tattoo like that, which is pretty big, did you have to ask your mom? Because you guys got a real good relationship. Did you have to say, Mom, hey, I'm thinking about getting a tattoo on my neck?
No, not that time.
Not that time. Nah. When you win the Super Bowl, you got the ring.
I just got it.
Tell us a little bit about your mom and how. We talk to her every day. She's in town right now for the holidays.
Oh, yeah.
How important has she been for this ride for you?
Very important. You know, that's, you know, one strong lady that I always talk to. I talk to her more than my dad. You know, she's always there. Even a bad situation, good situation, she's always been there. And she motivates me all the time. You know, like I said, she's a very strong lady. So,
is she talking football? Is she talking life? Is she talking about your kids? You talking about what cooking? Like, what is she talking about?
I mean, we talk about everything. Really? You know, like you said, from life, football, kids. You know how things going on back home. You know, she. Anytime I need help on learn how to cook something, she's right there. You know, she's taking me step by step. So
you be on the phone, on speakerphone, and your mom be trying to help you cook some meals. What meal turned out good for you that mom's helped you cook down? And I want you to be truthful on this show.
All right.
Don't be making nothing up.
She helped me cook oxtails, cabbage, and I think that was it. I mostly know how to cook.
Oxtails, you know,
everything
huh?
Else.
Mom's helping you out, huh?
Yeah, she.
Where's your Super Bowl ring at right now?
Is back home in
back
my
home
safe.
In the safe?
Yeah.
I was thinking, like, maybe before the year's up, maybe you could bring and let me wear it for one of the shows.
Yeah, we could do that.
What are you looking for in Minnesota?
You know, just going out, like I said, starting out fast, you know, just getting off on third downs and things like that, and we just keep and stopping Adrian Peason.
Yeah, you going to be able to stop him from getting that record?
Oh, yeah. That's our plan.
Because he's tough to bring down.
Oh, yeah.
He's Sam Shields bringing it strong on Inside Lambo. Did a great job. Thank you for coming on the show.
No problem. Thank you
for everybody comes on the show has a big game. So people are going to be watching you this Sunday.
Okay.
And I'm going to be there.
I got you.
All right, folks, coming up, we got one of the stars on the rise, Tyler Dunn of the Journal Sentinel, coming up after the break.
I'll be honest with you, I don't have real high tolerance for this. I don't understand how you play scared in a game of football. I mean, I don't get that. I think it's convenient questioning. You can't sit here and say special teams is important if you don't put a guy like Randall Cobb out there as a returner. Now, if we're sitting here next year, we might be having a different conversation.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Inside Lambo. I'm your host, Rod Brooks, alongside Tyler Dunn. We call him T. Dunn. Coach McCarthy in that soundbite, very defensive about Randall Cobb. I mean, he really gave it to the media. He says we shouldn't be playing scared.
He's right. I mean, at this point in the season, I think it would be a little too cute. They'd be experimenting a little too much at this point in the year to take Randall Cobb out of the return game if he's healthy, because he's one of the best return men in the NFL. You have to have him on the field touching the ball as much as possible. But I do think that this could be a long-term situation where next year and beyond this year, this playoff run, they might have to get a new returner because the guy's just too valuable.
I'm talking risk and reward. That guy is your leading receiver. He's got 8 touchdowns on offense for the Packers. He is Aaron Rodgers' go-to guy in clutch situations. That, to me, is more important than special teams because the guy is the second lightest guy on the roster.
I agree, but also you look back to that NFC Championship game with San Francisco and New York, and you really do see how important special teams are when their punt returner is fumbling two times, and that's the difference in the game right there. So I think here we are, regular season finale. It'd be a little too much to throw Jeremy Ross out there. I think in the future, maybe Jeremy Ross is that guy, a great 58-yard return last week against the Titans. You see the ability there. But, I mean, this is a team that's been terrible in the return game for years. Now they finally have a guy who can take it the distance anytime. I think if he's healthy, he's going to be the guy out
there. He had a nice return against a Titans team that quit out there. Don't get me wrong. I know Jeremy Ross could be turned out to be a special player. But what happens? I mean, you can't play scared if Cobb gets dinged up and he gets hurt and he can't play. So I almost think it's better that he doesn't play this week and see what Jeremy Ross can do.
Absolutely. That's the concern, I think, with Randall Cobb is that he's out there too much.
He's been taking shots all season long.
He has been taking shots, but I think Sean Slocum and Edgar Bennett both made this point to me this past month is he does a good job of avoiding the big hit. He does a good job of kind of not really taking that tough collision in the return game that a lot of other guys do. So to that extent, he has been able to stay healthy to this point where a guy like Percy Harvin has not been able to.
Yeah, you can try the best to avoid the big hit, but there's 11 guys coming at you. You can't avoid all the big hits. He's a small guy. I have to say, get the guy off of special teams and just worry about him beating him. Because Aaron Rodgers came out and said, get him off of special teams. Hey, A-Rod, number 12, said he doesn't want him on special teams.
Hey, maybe Roger Goodell will do everybody a favor and just take the kickoff out of football, right?
All right, let's move on.
I kid, of course. Yeah.
How about Ryan Grant? Everybody thought he was washed up at 30 years old. I mean, how great was it to see him have the nice run? He had 80 yards, two touchdowns. I mean, they didn't even want the guy when the season started.
I was going to say, he made Ted Thompson and Mike McCarthy look pretty foolish, didn't he? I mean, why wasn't this guy around from day one? I mean, that was the Ryan Grant that we've seen since 2007, that the grinding, pounding, bruising running back. I mean, we talked to him after the game, and his face is all busted up because he said he wasn't in training camp. His head didn't get the grooves that you would normally get because he just started to play again. His arms are all scraped up. I mean, this is the kind of back he is, and really he's the last man standing here. Look at all the running backs who have gotten hurt for Green Bay this season. And Ryan Grant's the guy.
How about this guy? He had a break all season long because he played a month with the Redskins, only had maybe like one carry with them. How much can this guy help him? Because he always plays well in December.
Well, there's got to be a benefit to that. I mean, these running backs take a pounding all year. I mean, you look across the league at starting running backs, they've carried the ball 200, 250, 300 times this season. You get to the postseason, there's some major wear and tear. Ryan Grant doesn't have that, and now they're getting Alex Green back this week. Maybe they get James Starks back for the playoffs. I have no idea how it's going to all sort out, but I do know this. If Ryan Grant's running the way that he ran Sunday against the Titans, he's going to keep getting the ball.
You know, you're getting pretty good at this. Coming up, Tyler Dunn's coming back for our final segment of Inside Lambeau this week. I want to see you back here.
I told Dietrich, you know, I fully support him, man. I got a ton of respect for him as a player and as an athlete, and I think he'll do a good job. And, you know, I told him, make the most of it. You know, we all get our chance somehow. You know what I mean? And whenever you do, take advantage of it. You know, when I got my chance, I made the most of mine. I hope he does the same, you know, because we're at two totally different points in our career. You know, his is on the up ramp, mine's on the way out. And so, like I said, man, this is football. It's a business at the end of the day.
What a respectful guy. You listen to Jeff Saturday, a well-read guy. Mm-hmm. He's like, hey, my time is on the downswing. Give EDS a chance. When you look at that soundbite, there's a guy who understands it's time for him to move over and let the next guy in.
Definitely. I was there when he was talking as well, and a total class act about the situation. I mean, this is a prideful guy in a prideful league. I mean, he's been around since Bill Clinton was in the White House.
Right.
He was Peyton Manning's center when he was a rookie. I mean, the guy's been around forever, over 200 games, one of the best centers in the league, four-time Pro Bowler, and he gets benched. It's a move that Green Bay had to make.
And he made the Pro Bowl this year, and he got benched.
Yeah, it's...
Isn't that weird?
Well, it tells you a little something about the Pro Bowl and fan voting, I guess. I know he's number one fan vote getter. Obviously, has that reputation kind of built up, but here in Green Bay, he's just not the answer. Evan Dietrich Smith is a better center, and you saw an offense that did a lot more no huddle, that probably runs the ball better with Dietrich Smith, a younger guy. You have to have him in there.
Fans, vote for Tyler Dunn and I for Pro Bowl. All right, here's the question. Are they going to be able to stop Adrian Peterson on Sunday? Because this is a lot at stake. He needs 208 yards to break Eric Dickerson. It's the last time he ripped the Packers up for 210, so this guy could do it.
Yeah, he gets to the second level. He has that second gear. They have to be able to stop him when he's 5 to 10 yards beyond the line of scrimmage. As you see there on that highlight, I mean, that's a 7-yard gain that he turns into just a game-breaking run. So That's what he can do. Green Bay saw it there at Lambeau Field, and that's how the Vikings have a chance. Their passing game hasn't changed much. I know Christian Ponder, if he limits to turnovers, he can do some things, but not a heck of a lot. It starts with Adrian Peterson.
How about Ryan Pickett? This is a guy who's an unsung hero. He's in it, taking on one, two guys, while Clay Matthews and other guys are becoming stars. He's having a Pro Bowl year.
Yeah, I think Pickett and B.J. Raji both are really kind of coming into their own and having their best seasons in Green Bay, both of them. And Mike Turkovic would say that as well, that this is Pickett's best season since the new coaching staff arrived in 2009. I mean, they're both able to take on multiple blockers, and it really frees up the linebackers.
Hey, how about Mike Neal? Did you ever think we'd be talking about Mike Neal on the show? He had a sack last week. This guy is really picking up his game. I mean, he's got the...
He does. I mean, and Mike Neal's the guy where, look, about 3-4 weeks ago, there were concerns he might go on injured reserve again with a shoulder injury, and all of a sudden he's back on the field playing, and this is the healthy Mike Neal that they had hoped for, and they let Colin Jenkins go in free agency, a guy who's athletic and strong.
All right, he's Tyler Dunn bringing it strong. We're all talking Packers. Packers and Vikings, I'll be there. And this guy, he brought it again. Thanks for watching Inside Lambeau. See you next week.